801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
Welcome to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, the Disney dog himself, and our Argentinian gaucho,
Fido,
Carlos Fida. Yes, this is the Travel Show with you every weekend at this time on this station, and we have a blockbuster, one of the best shows that in my 30-year career we'll be talking about. The CDC has dropped a COVID testing requirement and what that means to you. Is tipping gratuities completely out of control? Carlos will be taking us to Antarctica, John to Disney, and John's going to let us in on a big secret. Are Delta Sky Miles really a myth? And of course, where else would I take you but Phang Bay in Thailand? Yes, it's the Travel Show, brought to you by Norwegian Cruise Lines, the home of freestyle cruising, and the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, where you always cruise and travel more and pay less. Well, John, I've had trouble. I thought maybe you had, like Jolt Cola on steroids. You've been jumping around so much, but I found out you don't drink cola, but it's the CDC that has got you all a Twitter.
Yes, we are finally, the CDC has made a good decision. They have dropped the COVID testing to return home to the United States from foreign destinations.
Now, let me clarify this for our listeners. That is for air transportation only. And one of the myths about the CDC requirement, I heard everybody say, well, you have to be tested within 24 hours of your return flight departure time. That was a myth.
It was
1 day.
Yes.
It was 1 day. So if you're leaving on a Wednesday, you could be tested on Wednesday or any time Tuesday. Here's what I never understood about that policy. The CDC and Emperor Fauci himself required a testing if you fly into the United States, but if you drive, walk, swim, take the train, a balloon, helicopter,
a boat,
or a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to be tested.
Yeah.
I never figured that one out.
No.
I don't think they figured it out either.
No.
Anyway, so the CDC has dropped that effective tomorrow at 12:01 a.m.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking, I said to the sweet Mrs. Gelwicks, I said, what about those people flying home today?
Mm-hmm.
At 11:50 p.m. or 11:59 p.m.
Present your nose.
That's right. Exactly. Both nostrils, please. And let us scrape your brain. This is big news. Carlos, how will this affect people's interest and desire to travel internationally?
I think more. The people will be very happy not to have this obnoxious test every time they want to come home. We don't need anything to go to other countries except for the certificate of vaccination. Why should
well,
we
Well, that's
have
for another? Some countries, not every
yeah,
country.
Not every
well, but the
some
well, I'm talking about the countries where I operate, what I do. That's what happens. So I think that this will incentivate and motivate people to travel now, by far.
Yeah, one of the concerns people have had is particularly companies, incentive travel, of which Morris Columbus Travel is the Intermountain leader, is we're going overseas. What happens if, in the unlikely event, we test positive? We have a 5-day mandatory quarantine.
And a lot of other people, where am I going to get that test? My doctor isn't in Europe. Where do I get that test done? And so that takes a lot of stress off there.
Now, one of the things, and let's clarify it, there are some countries that still require an arrival negative test, depending on the country, usually 2 or 3 days prior to arrival.
Right.
Israel has dropped their arrival testing. Now, this is a big deal because we'll be hearing from the Israel expert himself, Dan Hohn, later in the show. That is a huge... I was in Israel when? In April. And we had to be tested at the Tel Aviv airport upon arrival and then get a test to come back to the United States. That was two tests, two costs. Both of those are gone. Now, one thing that we should emphasize, John, is that there are some countries and cruise lines that require testing. In fact, all cruise lines.
All cruise lines, well, the ocean cruise lines, because the river cruise ships are not. But the ocean cruise ships are still requiring a COVID test prior to boarding the vessel. Hopefully that will go away soon, but as of right now, that is still in effect.
Well, we'll keep you posted right here on the Travel Show. That's big news for Kathy and I. We have a group of Travel Show listeners. We're going to be leaving in, what, 4 days for Amsterdam on Wednesday. We fly to Amsterdam and board Ama Waterways for a river cruise, 1 week on the Rhine River. And then we'll be disembarking in Basel, Switzerland. We'll be visiting the Netherlands, France, Germany, Deutschland, and then on to Switzerland. And then it's going to be like the coolest thing in the world. We have a 6-day land tour. And we'll be visiting Zurich, Switzerland. We'll be into Munich, Fussen, which is where nobody knows the name Fussen. But what do we know is there, John, that he's starting to twitch right now?
The Disney castle.
Yes, it's Neuschwanstein.
Yes.
And that was the inspiration that Disney used for the Cinderella castle that you find in Disneyland and Disney World. Now, it's really interesting. On the outside, Neuschwanstein is everything you picture. Up in the mountains, surrounded by the Alps, it's everything you picture a Cinderella castle or Beauty and the Beast type castle to be. By the way, speaking of Beauty and the Beast, we will be visiting Requier. I actually have two tours, which was used as the inspiration for the village in Beauty and the Beast. But back to Cinderella. But there's not much inside. It's mostly empty inside. There's a few rooms. At the base of the mountain is the castle Hohenschwangau, which inside is like Versailles. I mean, it's ornate. It is crazy. We're going to have such a good time. Then, of course, on to Oberammergau for the Passion Spiel or Passion Play. And then on June 27th, I'll put these people on a flight back to the United States without a CDC test. And Kathy and I'll fly to Budapest. And we have another group flying in, and we will then do a Danube River cruise with Ama Waterways from Budapest through Slovakia and Austria, Germany, disembark in Wilshofen, Germany, and do this land tour again.
You have such a rough job, Larry.
I'm going to be gone a month, but I'll be doing the show. I'll be bringing you the show from Europe, and John and Carlos will be in here in the studio. They understand their role in life. They have one purpose in life, and that is to work hard at Morris Columbus Travel so that Larry can travel.
And vacation, of course.
Of course.
You're not going to work for more than a month, Larry.
Yeah, if I work for a month, that's going to be one of my best years, you know.
And Carlos is leaving me. He's going to Ecuador. So it's just going to be me here all by myself while you guys are off flitting around.
Thank you very much. But we'll bring you the show from wherever I am. A week from today, I'll be in Cologne, Germany, or as the locals pronounce it, Köln. It's a very interesting city. They have this massive Gothic cathedral in Cologne. Been there many times. Lovely city. I always look for my brats everywhere I go. You know, there's something different about the German mustard. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a brown mustard. And the sauerkraut is so different over there. And I just kind of overdose on brats when I'm in Germany. But the cool thing about the cathedral in Cologne is that there's a crypt at the back of the cathedral, and there's three men buried there. The tradition is these are the three wise men that came from the east to Bethlehem.
No way.
No, I'm telling what did I just say, Carlos?
I'm going to be there in November, Larry, so take some
pictures. You may have known these guys.
They went to school together.
You know, frankly, I don't know who's buried there. I guess they don't know either. But that's the tradition, the three wise men. Now, in Amsterdam, that's a fun place. You know, we've been to the Anne Frank House. It's very close to where the riverboat docks. And down to the, I'm not swearing here, the Dam Square. That's the name of it. But Amsterdam is an incredible, incredible city. And the Floriade, which is a flower show, think Chelsea Flower Show in London on steroids. It's held once every 10 years. It will be there, and we'll be visiting the Floriade Flower Show. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have a lot of fun. Well, listen, when we come back, hotels and airlines are now soliciting tips for the flight attendants, for the housekeeping, rather than leaving it up to you. They're actually soliciting it. Is tipping completely out of control? All that and more right here on The Travel Show.
Child is different, and learning isn't always easy. But when you find the right teacher in the right school with the right curriculum, one day it just clicks. The right school for your child is out there, and the good news is it's only a click away. Career Academy of Utah is a tuition-free online school with state-licensed teachers that give students the personalized attention they need to succeed. K12.com/Utah Online, where education clicks.
I'm Mark Crafts. I'm a stage 4 cancer survivor, and I've been through quite a lot, and I'm here today because of breakthroughs and because of great care. Conquer cancer is so important to me. When you back Conquer Cancer, you are really helping researchers break through with an idea that may save lives. Help me accelerate cancer research. You can make a difference for every cancer, every patient, everywhere. Visit conquer.org.
You know, there are two big challenges when it comes to losing weight. First, you have to make the effort to lose the weight, right? And second, you have to try and do everything you can to keep it off. That's why it has been so great to work with the wonderful team at the Soda Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. Now, I know many of you know that I have reached my goal of losing 35 pounds. And now working with my coaches, I've switched to what they call a maintenance program. I'm slowly reintroducing some foods back into my diet. And guess what? I've lost almost another pound. If I can lose weight, I am very confident you can do the same. The plan is well-researched, scientific, and it's laid out in a way that you don't have to starve yourself to death just to lose weight. If you want to learn more, enroll right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. Again, that's SodaWeightLoss.com. And make sure you mention
Retirement Solutions Radio. This Saturday at 10 and 1 on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. And I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. The Travel Show is brought to you by Norwegian Cruise Line, the home of freestyle cruising. And I got to tell you, John, I think Norwegian is just a flat-out good cruise line.
They really are.
You know, they've come a long way since the days of the SS Norway 30 years ago, when, frankly, they weren't all that good.
No.
But Frank Del Rio and Andy Stewart and the new leadership, they've done a really great job. I found this interesting article about gratuities and tipping. Now, 8 years ago, Marriott started putting envelopes out to tip the housekeeping. And by the way, housekeeping now, don't assume that you're going to get fresh towels and fresh linens every day.
And your bedmate.
Or the bedmate. When we checked into the Sheraton Princess Kailani prior to our Hawaii-Tahiti cruise last month, I was asked, do you want daily service? And I said, we're here two nights. Don't worry about the linens, but I would like fresh towels. And but I wouldn't have got it otherwise. Well, Hilton now is... getting an interesting way. They are soliciting gratuities for their staff. And now they're doing it with a QR code or asking you when you check out. This is select Hilton properties. and a QR code, it may read something like this. Here's an example of one. If you wish to show your appreciation to Elaine in housekeeping, who worked hard behind the scenes to ensure a comfortable, clean, and safe stay, we now accept cashless tips.
No, that's big of them.
You know, but here's the interesting thing. In an interview, the CEO, the Hilton CEO acknowledged he doesn't tip the housekeeping, but they're soliciting tips. So there are hotels, I've seen this, we do a lot of groups to Hawaii, and we may have a catered food and beverage event or something like that, and there's a mandatory gratuity, even for a buffet, and it's usually 23%. That's kind of the standard amount, which I think is too high for a buffet. But what in the agreement, in the, we call it the F&B, I shouldn't
food
say
food and beverage,
that's
Larry.
Right. I mean, that's what we call it, the F&B contract, and it is the F&B. But they disclose that part of the gratuity to the employee is not given to the employee, but retained by the hotel for additional profit.
Yeah, that's not right.
No way. So my question is, tipping seems to have reached the tipping point. Many travelers have said they're tired of shelling out gratuities to everyone they meet. Hotel concierge, luggage porters, tour guides, restaurant servers, bellmen. And many people are saying enough is enough, and they just stop tipping.
Yeah, I went through the fast food drive-in not too long ago and was asked if I wanted to tip.
Yeah, you know, at some local restaurants, that something like a barbacoa, they invite you to, you stand in line, you tell them what they want, they make your burrito, and then they're asking up to a 23% tip.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You know, the history of tipping is quite revealing. It goes back to even the 14th century, where overnight guests in private homes were expected to leave some coins known as vials to the host servants. So if you come to my house, Carlos, you can leave coins to my servants.
We're always giving you money, Larry.
Which are my grandchildren.
Yes. They're staying with. I would agree with your grandchildren.
I was going to say, you shouldn't call Kathy that.
No. She's the queen.
Okay.
We actually have my daughter and her family staying with us while their house is being remodeled. Anyway, tipping then was seen for extra service, and it evolved into London's coffee houses and commercial establishments for over-the-top extra service, not the expected service. Following the Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln hired freed slaves. They were hired as, quote, tipped workers, meaning people would leave a few coins as somewhat of a noblesse oblige for these workers. In 1938, there was legislation that employers were only required to pay, quote, tipped workers, like servers at a restaurant, of any race, a wage that combined with the tips would add up to the federal minimum wage. And that's why, even until recently, many servers were only paid $2-3 an hour, expecting tips, which, of course, were never declared on their income taxes. In the 1970s, there were new laws that made it more fair to restaurant workers. But catch this. Between 1909 and 1918, seven states passed anti-tipping laws. You cannot tip. You cannot extend a gratuity. These, of course, were later repealed. So let me, who do you tip? How do you decide? What, and hasn't a tip evolved from extraordinary service to expected?
Yeah, expected, because that's, it's always been in my mind that if you get good service, that's when you tip. You don't, you know, if you don't get good service, you don't offer as much of a tip, if any.
You know, one of the problems, too, is kind of 15% is considered standard. In Europe, it's 10% in most instances. And in some places, you leave the change. You know, you pay in cash, and there's some coins and change, and you leave that. If you got good service, and your meal was, for, say, two of you, $30, that's, what, $4.50. But what if your meal's $100? They're expecting $15, and the level of service and time is the same.
Yeah.
You know, a survey was recently done. 47% of the respondents said they wish that tipping would be completely done away with and raise prices and pay the workers a fair wage. Well, yes. Who do you tip? Fast food tip jars. We tip the hairdresser. We tip the taxi driver, the porters. But why not the person at the Costco register?
Yeah.
Why not that? Why not the bank teller? And why not the three of us on the travel show?
Yeah, of course. I agree with that.
I will accept all tips for Carlos and John.
And maybe we'll get a little bit of it.
Anyway, is tipping out of control? Give us a call, 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Dan Hone is next.
So I'm out playing pickleball the other day, and someone walks by and says, "Wow, you really have lost weight, haven't you?" And I said, "Exactly, 35 pounds, thanks to the Soda Weight Loss Nutrition Program. And now that I've reached my goal, it's time for phase two with the program. I've hit my goal of losing 35 pounds. I reached that goal in a matter of weeks. So now I've moved into what they call the maintenance phase. Now, this phase involves reintroducing some foods back into my food plan that will continue to give me the energy I need, while at the same time keeping the weight off my waistline. And with summer here now, if your goal is to lose weight and look and feel better, I'm confident the Soda program, well, it will work for you. The plan doesn't seek to starve you. What it does is give you a protocol on what you to eat and when to eat it. On average, men lose between 3 to 5 pounds a week. Find out more right now by going to SodaWeightLoss.com.
Trump campaign and led to his top aides reportedly complaining to Fox News. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Shalom and welcome back to the Travel Show. We say shalom because that's the native greeting in the Holy Land in Israel. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. The Travel Show is sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Line, the home of freestyle cruising. And we did some freestyle cruising, just a couple of weeks ago, John?
About 11 days ago.
Oh my, it's been that fast.
It has.
We were Hawaii to Tahiti on a two-week cruise with 300 Travel Show listeners, and what a marvelous experience. There's a beauty to that part of the world that is unparalleled, and I had cautioned the people, and of course, it was prophetic, that you will take your HD photos, you'll take them home, and people will say, "Oh, that is so beautiful," and you're going to say, no. The photo doesn't capture the depth of the blues, the hues of the green. It just doesn't.
Nope.
There's nothing like it in the world. Well, we'd like to welcome our dear friend and a friend of mine for going on almost 50 years.
That's right.
Dan Hone. Dan Hone, I always embarrass him when I introduce him. And he says, "Larry, don't do that." But I don't do anything I'm told. Dan, for over 50 years, has been traveling to the Near East. One of the founding members of the BYU Jerusalem Center for Near Eastern Studies. And you served as the academic coordinator, where you were responsible for the training and teachings of the faculty that would come over, and students too.
Yeah, in fact, on a weekly basis, I would take the faculty out ahead of the students, and I had to be able to answer any question dealing with archaeology, history, geography, scriptures, or where the bathrooms are and how long it takes
to get there. The latter being the most important. You received your graduate degree from the Jerusalem University College in Biblical History and Historical Geography, 32 plus years with the BYU Department of Ancient Scripture and Travel Study, lived in Israel for, 9 or 10 years. Here's the best story. You know, we talk about Holy Land, and we just finished our spring Holy Land, And we still have two coming up, one in September, one in October. There's not much room left in that, John.
No, but there's just a little bit.
A little bit, just a few rooms. We will be releasing our 2023 dates this coming week at Morris Columbus Travel. And they'll be, you can find the 2023 dates, not only with Dan and myself leading the tour, but we have a wonderful group of hosts with Morris Columbus Holy Land Tours. You can see those at mmetours.com, mmetours.com. I don't know what day, John, the new 2023 with Dan Hone will be released, but it will be sometime this coming week.
Sometime Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I have submitted the brochures and everything to the powers that be that in the IT department, and they'll get them listed in the next couple of days. But here's my favorite story about you, Dan. So you and I, and we bring a perspective. Frankly, we're a great team. You know, we were there at the Jerusalem Center on Saturday, Shabbat, just prior to religious services where the public can come in. And we were doing a tour of the grounds. And we're over by the Olive Press, you know. And another guide who we both know very well, I won't mention his name, and I'm telling you, he's one of the best. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Had a group from a competing company. And I got to tell you, his tour really is good. And I was standing at the back, and he walks past me, and he's got the whisper sets, the headsets with his group. He says in the microphone, he goes, "Look, there's Dan Hone. He was one of the founders of the BYU Center. And frankly, he is the single best guide in the Holy Land." And I got a kick out of that because here you had another guide saying, "You should have gone with this guy." Anyway, have I embarrassed you enough?
He is red.
Thank you very much. It was this. He was out working in the yard.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dan, what is it? Well, first of all, travel changes people's lives. You know, it's a renewal. It's an energy. It's you break up the mundane. You come back from Hawaii, from Argentina, from Australia, from the Holy Land, from Europe, wherever. You come back, you sometimes tired, but energized. It changes a life. What is it about the Holy Land that is unlike any other destination?
You know, we come from a Judeo-Christian Islamic cultures in the United States, majority of us. And that area serves as a central place for those religious beliefs. And we often grow up, all of us know of the Bible. We know of the scriptures of the various religious groups of the Quran. And when we come to these lands, this is where it took place. And automatically it changes our thoughts. It almost is like a homecoming because we're familiar with Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and those places by name. Suddenly they become real places with real people when events really happened.
You know, I've used the example of Gettysburg, and you go to Pickett's Charge, right there where it took place. After visiting that and reviewing the history, you simply can't read the account the same. You go to the hill there at Gettysburg, where Abraham Lincoln read the Gettysburg Address. And you can't read that address again. For those of the LDS faith, going to Nauvoo or Kirtland or the Sacred Grove, or Carthage, you simply cannot visit these places and ever be the same as you read the accounts. And what's interesting is the single most frequent comment that we get at the end of our tours that you take or you and I take is, "I can't wait to read the four Gospels again."
That's exactly right. Can you imagine if this is your first time going, and even if it isn't, being able to walk along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, or one of my favorite things is to be on the ship with you when you talk about Peter walking
Matthew
on the water.
Matthew 14.
That's exactly right. And this calming of the Sea of Galilee. And you actually see these things, even when there's a storm there.
And
it takes on real life.
You know, the thing I love about Matthew 14 and Peter walking on the water, I won't go through the whole story, but people know about it. He got out of the boat. He walked, literally walked on water, And then he's distracted. And it says the wind and the waves, and he's looking to his left, he's looking to his right, and he begins to sink. And Jesus, the word that Matthew uses, immediately, he immediately grabbed him, pulled him in nose to nose, and said, "Peter, Peter, why did you doubt me? Is there anything in our association that would ever give you rise to doubt me?" Now, when we talk about that experience, we often talk about Peter's temporary lack of faith, which to me wasn't a lack of faith, it was a distraction. But you know the point that I make with the group. I do a lot of takeaways. What do we take away? We don't approach it just as a history lesson. What do we take away that could help us in our lives, in our relationships, in our marriage, in our families, facing all the challenges? And what I get out of Matthew 14 is, where were the other guys? They were in the corner of the boat, paralyzed by fear. Peter did something that everybody said he couldn't do. Nobody had done that before until Jesus came walking on the water and Peter walked on the water. And the message, of course, the takeaway is there are things in our life, our boat, we need to get out of the boat. We need to have the faith and the courage and the effort and the work to get out of the boat. And what is holding us back? Oftentimes, it's fear of failure. So we do a lot of these takeaways at every place. You know, at Caesarea, Paul, who was imprisoned there 2 years, to King Agrippa, who says, "Almost persuadest thou me to be a Christian." And to me, that is, are you an almost or an always?
Yeah, or up on Mount Carmel.
Oh, that Elijah, First yeah. Kings, yeah.
There's so many places that we do that and so many sacred areas, regardless of your religious background. You know, I've taken groups over there, whether they've been, regardless of their various religious
backgrounds. All denominations.
All denominations. They find nothing offensive in what we present.
In fact, I have found about 95-97% of the sites and the meaning are common denominators for all faith. There's just a few, maybe Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon for the Transfiguration, the Garden Tomb or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. For me, Mount Tabor is a life changer, the Mount of Transfiguration. Yeah. And we review 10 things that happened there that changed the course of history.
Which, by the way, Mount Tabor is the Catholic tradition of the site. It's more geographers.
Beautiful church on the top.
More geographers, many of whom have never traveled to the land, who feel that it might be Mount Hermon. But nonetheless, this is a great experience for all of us. And you know, we include all this prep material before they come.
I think that's one of the biggest difference that people actually use on site.
And we include guest lectures as well. We have both those on Islam. These are practicing
Muslim scholars
in Islam. One who gives over 18 lectures a year to Rhodes Scholars and State Department personnel.
Yale, Harvard, BYU,
and so forth. Another one is a PhD in women in Judaism.
And women's studies. Women. What is the role of women in Judaism, in Orthodox Judaism? Because she's Orthodox. And we may have a Orthodox rabbi come in.
We talk about the changes that are happening in Israeli society and Judaism today. So we have all of these various guest lectures along the way, others, and maybe next time we can even talk about some of these things when we get together.
You know, yeah, Dan will be with us in the next hour. One of the things I want to talk to you, it's called a Talit Gadol, Talit Katan. And there's some of the questions we get. It's interesting. Many religions wear an undergarment to remind them of commitments and covenants and commandments to God. And the Jewish people, practicing Jews, the men, will wear an undergarment, and it's perfectly appropriate to talk about it. And in the next hour, we'll talk about the role of this religious garment. And these are the things that separate a Morris Columbus Holy Land tour. And I said we have many good tour guides. Sometime in the coming week at mmetours.com, you'll see the dates with not only Dan Hone and myself, but with our other wonderful, wonderful guides. including that one that I told you the story about. He's doing tours for us now, and he's fantastic. All that and more on The Travel Show. When we come back, Carlos, the gaucho himself, is going to take us to South America.
Guys, did you know that June is Men's Health Month? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. Knowing your T level is the first step in understanding if you have low T. Your hormones are a serious business, and most men start to see changes in their hormone levels starting in their 30s. Your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED. Maintaining an appropriate T level can change your whole life. Get your T levels checked today by a local, experienced, and trusted healthcare professional. Revive Men's Health has successfully helped thousands of men since 2011. Experience and results matter. So what are you waiting for? Call Revive today to schedule your free testosterone test and free exam. We know we can help you. We guarantee it. To celebrate Men's Health Month, get your free T-level test and choose a gift when you start your treatment. Call Revive Men's Health at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit Revive Men's Health.
When making important life decisions about your financial future or insurance needs, it's important to work with people you trust. That's why at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't rely on algorithms, bots, or auto-generated answers. We get to know you so we can help you get the right coverage and make smart financial decisions. We're the people who provide insurance and financial planning all in one place. Find a Farm Bureau agent or advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
At Morgan Jewelers, we live by the golden rule.
It's how we treat our customers and each other.
And it's why we've always offered you our own in-house financing.
For over 100 years, our family has promised.
Yours today, a year to pay.
We love being able to say yes to you.
So you get the engagement ring,
anniversary diamond,
or jewelry piece of your...
No fun. For a free consultation and trial treatment, a $650 value. Put the happy back in your relationship.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Buenos dias. Bienvenidos a Travel Show.
Buenos dias.
Soy yo and Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fida. Wasn't that an interesting exchange with Dan Hone?
Yes.
He's going to be with us in the second hour, and we'll have some more interesting discussions. We do invite you to call us here on the Travel Show with your questions, comments, your experiences. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. 10, your recommendations, what you have seen, and just be all part of the Travel Show family. Well, Carlos, you know, it's very interesting. John is all things Disney, and of course, much more than that. You are all things South America, and much more than that. Dan is all things Holy Land, and much more than that. What am I? Chopped liver?
No, I won't say anything because then you would.
Am I just the house boy, the pool? I'm the pool boy.
No, you don't have the body for it.
I did it one time.
Oh, that was 60 years ago.
That was a long time. There was a time when I looked stunning in a bathing suit. But not now. Okay. You know, I went to the beach there in Tahiti and Hawaii.
Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, they asked me to put my shirt back on.
That was me, yes.
Thank you very much. It was so embarrassing, Carlos. I actually fell asleep on Waikiki. I wake up, the Greenpeace workers are dumping buckets of water on me, trying to push me back into the ocean.
Really?
Yes, of course that's real. You think I would ever make up a story?
No.
Never.
Lo siento. Okay, Carlos. You were telling me about the girl at Ipanema.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the beaches I strut at in Rio. I'm a strutter on the beach.
There was no beach in those days when you were there.
It was all rock.
It was just rock.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Garota de Ipanema.
The girl at Ipanema.
The Garota de Ipanema. The girl from Ipanema. There's a famous bossa nova created by Vinicius de Moraes and Antonio Jobim. It's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like a jazz type of music, but a soft one. And it's a bossa nova. That's what I call it. And so he dedicated this bossa nova, this particular song, to a girl that used to come by every evening or every afternoon by the restaurant or by the bar where they used to meet. Now, I have enhanced this tour. In fact, I was talking to John about this. I said, John, let's put something different. Let's put an experience in this particular trip.
Now, you're talking about a tour. Are you referring to your spectacular South America, which is December 8th to the 21st?
That is correct.
A cruise and land tour.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So I have incorporated new things for this particular trip. I want the people to experience real things.
Experiential travel.
Yes, which is much different because we are going to go to this particular restaurant and have a lunch there. We will see the place where the Garota de Ipanema walked every evening. In fact, when these two creators of the Bossa Nova came together, Vinicius de Moraes invited...
This is Rio.
Yeah, this is in Rio, in one of the most beautiful beaches in Rio. So... his friend invited the composer. They composed the music and said, come, I will show you this girl from Ipanema. This is just an outstanding
girl. So you're going to eat at the restaurant right there where she used to walk. Of course, there's many great beaches. You go off to Búzios, is a beautiful beach, but they're in Rio, Ipanema and Copacabana. Both of which I'm well known in my Brazilian swimsuit.
Yeah, I remember seeing you there.
It's shocking.
When you said, I'm not going on the city tour, I'm going to the beach to show off. Well, that's okay.
Got
to
show off the guns. Second Amendment is my biceps.
That's right. So let me tell you about the Garota de Ipanema. You know, the song was put together and it's beautiful because it says, tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes, wow.
I'll say wow. You know, this is, John, this is an incredible tour that both you and Carlos will be personally hosting.
Yes.
It includes a one-week cruise from Rio to Buenos Aires with some incredible stops, including Búzios, I think you go to, don't you?
Yes, we are going to
Búzios. Tell me, that's with Norwegian Cruise Line, so you get half-off airfare, basically,
right.
The second person goes free.
Uh-huh.
But tell me about the land. You're going up to Iguazu, which Eleanor Roosevelt, when she saw it, said, oh, poor Niagara. 225 waterfalls.
You know, when we were putting this tour together with John, and John said, what about going to Iguazu? And I said, okay.
No, John didn't say what about. John says, we are going to Iguazu.
Yeah, right. You said that. And so we are going to Iguazu. But we have also put something more in this land package in Buenos Aires when we arrive. That is a tango show and a dinner.
Of course, I was a tango dancer of some note in my day.
Yeah, you were dancing in the Dancing with the Stars, right? I think I saw you.
Dancing Under the Stars. Anyway, you're going to do a tango show. That is an incredible performance.
Yes, it is. You know, the tango is not the Dancing with the Stars, of course. You know, I saw the tango being danced, and I thought, what is this? This is not the tango. There is passion in the tango, not just the contortions and all these kind of things. So we put together one of the best tango shows in Buenos Aires.
John, where can I get the details on this?
This one is at columbusvacations.com. Rates start at just $821 for the cruise. And what a better way to start the Christmas season than at the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. That will make a magical Christmas for you.
You know, what I'd like you to do, Carlos, is in the next hour, I want you to give us a few details on Antarctica. So we'll come back to that in hour number two of the Travel Show. We've got an exciting lineup right here with John, Carlos, and Larry. Stay tuned.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
That becomes a symbol of their love.
Now, you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. Every weekend at this time on this very station, we broadcast throughout the Intermountain States, Texas, and Florida. Now, I've given you the telephone number where you can give us a ring, 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Those of you in Texas and Florida who are glued to your radios here on the Travel Show, you're catching this on a very slight delay, so that number's not going to work for you, but you can always send your questions and comments, which you have, and for which we thank you, to info@columbusvacations.com. Well, Carlos and John, that was a fun first hour. We got more fun coming up here. John, the blockbuster news today is the CDC has changed a policy.
Yes, you no longer need to have a COVID test done to return home from a foreign country to the United States.
If you're traveling by air, because right. If you came by bus or train or car or cruise ship, it wasn't required.
Right.
I never understood Emperor Fauci and his legionnaires of why they exempted cruise ships.
Well, it's the same thing as it's not safe to cruise, but it's safe to fly on a full airplane.
You know, during the pandemic, one of my favorite photos and news story, it was at Reagan's National Airport, Washington, D.C. They're mm-hmm. flying to, it's either Boston or New York. I think it was Boston. It was American Airlines. And they, you know, they had Sergeant Cratchit out there strictly enforcing boarding the plane 6 feet apart.
Right.
And they had circles. You remember the circles?
Yes, you
on
had
the
to
floor?
Stand on those circles.
Yeah, and she was boom, boom, boom. Then they showed inside the plane where every seat was filled.
Yeah. You scratch your nose, yeah, you've hit the person next
exactly,
to you.
Your shoulder to I never understood that one. But anyway, the great news, Carlos, is the CDC has dropped the COVID testing requirement to fly back into the United States. And don't you think it's going to open things up?
I think that will be marvelous because it gives confidence to the people. You know, they can go out and then they come back and come home without this blooming test.
And that has been one of the big draws of Hawaii and the United States. I mean, there's yeah. wonderful places to visit here, but I know I can get home.
Yes.
With that. Well, anyway, it's all good stuff. You know, one of the things that was really cool that I did with our family growing up, we had five children. Kathy
you still
and I.
Do.
We do. We do. And we would travel a lot as a family. They knew exactly what to do at airport security. Take off the shoes, throw their little bag up on the conveyor belt, you know. And we traveled a lot as a family, but at least once a year, I would take the children and we would disappear, maybe for a 4-day weekend, maybe for a week or two, just completely disappear. And that, but Kathy would not go with us. And some people say, why would she stay home? And I think about it. A mother's job is the toughest in the world. Yeah. And this was her vacation to get rid of us.
Well, even if she'd gone with you, she would have still been doing her motherly
exactly.
duties. So.
Exactly. You know, my daughter Sarah made the comment to her mother just a few weeks ago. And Sarah and her husband Arnie have three children. And they just returned from a week at Oceanside, California. And they had some other travels. But she says, Mom, I never could figure out why on a trip Kathy went with us on most of the trips, but she said, mm-hmm. I never could understand why you didn't want to be with us. Now, why you didn't want to travel with us. And Dad would take us and you'd stay home. She says, now that I'm a mother, I understand.
Yes.
With that. You know, one of the great trips my family and I did was to Japan. I have an absolute love affair with Japan. In fact, this morning, it reminded me of Japan. I went to a favorite Scottish restaurant that I do every Saturday, a Scottish restaurant for breakfast, McDonald's. And, well, that's Scottish, isn't it? That's...
No, Ronald is not Scottish.
He looks, Ronald wears a kilt now.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, so I went to McDonald's. Really? I have the same breakfast. A large Diet Coke and an Egg McMuffin. That is my Saturday pre-show
ritual.
In fact, you know my daughter Emily.
I do know Emily.
She says, Dad, I can tell the shows when you have a Diet Coke with all that caffeine in it and when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you're hyped up when you have the Diet Coke. And Dan, don't tell your son David about my Diet Coke habit. Okay. Anyway,
$1.50.
Thank you. The Egg McMuffin came out sloppy. It was just kind of in Japan, you go to a McDonald's and it's a science of carefully putting everything exactly as it looks in a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Japan is one of the most wonderful countries. The people are gracious.
Oh, very gracious.
And you know what's interesting? They have at restaurants, most of them have a glass case out in front,
mm-hmm.
and they have it written in Japanese and the price in numerals that we recognize, and they have a plastic display of that food item, which often looks better than the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the kids, four of them. Our youngest was only 8 months old, so he stayed home with mama. And it was June of 1991 that I took our four oldest kids, ages 13, 11, 10, and 8. And we went to Japan for 2 weeks, went all over the country on the Shinkansen, on the bullet train. And what we found is in the basement of every department store, there's a food hall. And all the food, you know that Japan and Singapore are the only two countries in Asia where it's perfectly safe to eat from street vendors, noodle shops, udon. But what we did during that time, we ate at KFC twice and McDonald's once. Every other meal was at a Japanese restaurant. And I always had a pad of paper and you memorize some phrases like, omizu kudasai. Which is, could I have some more water? Eki wa doko desu ka? Where's the train station? And I would just write down on a slip of paper, copying the Japanese characters, walk into the restaurant, hand it to the owner. And these were small, family-run restaurants. I remember once looking, there was an office I had to go to. And so we were looking for it. And I had the address written down there in Tokyo, and I just say, doko desu ka? Which is where this, and they were, who is this stranger talking to me, you know? But they point. And the streets are kind of like they are in Europe, where let's say it's Front Street, and then the same street becomes Wilson Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same street, but it changes names. And the numbering system, you can say, here's building 10, 12, 14, 18, then 16. The numbering system is all messed up. You know, so I kept asking... Dokodeska, and I'd point to it, and they're talking to me in Japanese, but I found when you ask people for directions, they point.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just simply point. And I would go down another block, Dokodeska, and point to it, and they just kept pointing until somebody pointed back the other direction. And I just narrowed it down, and we found the office. I've been to Japan probably 20 times, but it's expensive, John.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it has been. Well, it still is, but we found a way around it. I will be hosting a cruise and tour, land tour, to Japan and Korea. Oh, that'll get Dan Hone. He served his mission in Korea.
Oh, wow. He just got excited.
Out there to Jeju. Dan, get on the microphone. Did you ever get to Jeju, South Korea?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
It was opened up for our missionaries while I was there.
No kidding. And did it close after you were there? Anyway, so let me tell you, we board Princess Princess Cruises on the Diamond Princess.
Yes.
That's a great ship.
It is.
On April 2nd next year.
Mm-hmm.
The itinerary is fantastic. We sail round trip from Tokyo. And by the way, we're going to have an optional 3 nights in Tokyo before that. A city tour. John, put your seatbelt on. But you can go out to Disneyland Tokyo, which I've been to.
You just said I can go, so I'm coming.
Pack your bags. Some people want to go to the temple or whatever. But this itinerary, Tokyo, we go to Shimizu, which is Mount Fuji in the Japanese Alps. Alps, Osaka, which is Kyoto, the Gold Pavilion. We'll have some days at sea. We'll be at Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Jeju, South Korea.
Fantastic.
What can we expect at Jeju?
Well, of course, Jeju Island is one of the most beautiful places in Korea next to up north. And so, yeah, I wish I were with you.
I can make that happen. Anyway, the Empire of Japan and Korea, the cruise itself, April 2nd to the 11th next year. All the details at mmetours.com. That's mmetours.com. And I will be your shogun and personal host and tour guide. All this and more on The Travel Show when we come back. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Morris Columbus Travel and Holland America Line. With triple 50 discounts, that's up to 50% off your cruise fare, $50 onboard spending money, and a 50% reduced deposit on select Holland America cruises. For the best travel deals on the planet, including triple 50 discounts, call Morris Columbus Travel.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation.
7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru and the Mahalari of travel, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. We've talked about a few group tours, but, you know, John, a lot of people like to travel individually, maybe as a family group, as a couple, or just as a family, or as a single solo traveler. Mm-hmm. And that is perhaps the biggest part of Morris Columbus, is taking care of families, individuals, couples. So when we talk about groups, please know that Morris Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less, will take really good care of you. So we were talking off the air during the break there about my hometown, San Francisco, where they've completely lost their minds. But it's a favorite city. It's a beautiful city. And, you know, the thing, I love Southern California, too, but no matter where I am, if I have to get on the 405, I'm 2 hours away, even if it's just across town, you know.
Right.
Growing up in San Francisco was such an incredible experience, such an incredible time. The cable cars. As a teenager, I used to take the cable cars around town.
It shaped your life, Larry.
It really did. And I've told you the stories of sourdough bread, and it's just different. Everything about it, going down to Fisherman's Wharf, getting the fresh Dungeness crab, which is a winter season delicacy, clams. We used to go clamming, not in San Francisco, but down at Pismo Beach. Mm-hmm. I also lived in San Luis Obispo, actually Shell Beach, which is just outside. Nobody knows where that is. But just outside of San Luis Obispo, where most people know where that is, and we go down to Pismo Beach and go clamming, and you get like a pitchfork, and you just are punching the sand, and suddenly it's clink, clink, clink. Ah, there are the clams. And fell in love with all things seafood. Sorry, John. John's favorite seafood is a?
T-bone steak.
There you go. All right, let's play Stump the Dummy about my hometown. All right. What color is the Golden Gate Bridge?
Red. Kind of orange.
Red.
Kind of. It's actually a reddish orange, to set the record straight. Why did it get the name of Golden Gate? Hmm. Well, it's built above the Golden Gate Strait, the entrance to the San Francisco Bay. From the Pacific Ocean is the Golden Gate Strait. The name Golden Gate was given in 1864 by Captain John C. Fremont. By the way, the town of Fremont, which is a Bay Area town there on the bay, is named after Captain Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
He named it, and the color comes thanks to Irving Morrow, the Golden Gate's consulting architect, who noticed the striking reddish-orange primer painted on some of the steel. And they liked it. And so the Golden Gate is named actually after the entrance to the bay, not the color of the bridge. Cool. You know, a fun thing for me is sailing in and out of San Francisco Bay. John, yeah. There are some iconic sailing out of cities in the world. What comes to mind?
Oh, Vancouver.
I gotta be.
Yeah.
Right there past Stanley Park.
Yeah, New York City, out past the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, Sydney, Australia, Hong Kong, and San Francisco. Now, I gotta tell you, sailing out of the port of Los Angeles, San Pedro, does nothing for me.
No.
And the ugliest port that I can remember that cruise ships aren't using was Houston, not Galveston.
Yeah, I sailed out of Houston once.
Now, wait a minute. That's a couple hours inland.
Yeah.
What the oil barons did is they cut a canal, a swath, for the oil tanker. So it's a really big canal for these giant oil to come up from the Gulf of Mexico to the petrol and oil-producing refineries in the Houston area.
Yeah.
And rather than pipe or truck the oil down to Galveston or that area, they just cut this, and there's actually was a little cruise terminal there. I have boarded cruises in Houston surrounded by these oil pumps.
You thought you was at a refinery, because I sailed on that out of there as once.
Ugliest and, place on planet
Earth. It really was. I agree with that.
All right. Well, AOC is going to get rid of those pumps real fast, so we won't have to worry about them. Okay. I love sailing in and out of San Francisco. And what's you come into San Francisco usually in the morning on a cruise.
And they blow the horn as you go under the bridge.
They do. And they have the buoys set up. And they have bells on them and little fog horns on them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sailing in the fog, you kind of know where you are.
Yeah.
And so you're coming in, and if you're coming in early, it's lit up like an airline runway.
Mm-hmm.
The lights, but the sun is coming over the Contra Costa Mountains, Mount Diablo and others, the Oakland Berkeley Hills, and there is San Francisco opening up and coming out of a sleepy fog. It is incredible.
And then Alcatraz right there in the distance.
You know, Alcatraz was actually built, goes back to 1775, it was a military fort built during the Civil War in the 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
1850s, but served as a Civil War. They put Confederate prisoners there. Well, that would be a lot easier than, say, Tupelo, Mississippi, sitting in some dungeon. 1907, it was a U.S. Army prison. 1934, it became a federal prison. It has Al Capone, Machine Gun Kelly, Robert Stroud, the Birdman, and Mickey Cohen, the famous mafia headman. 1963, it closed. I remember, I was 13 years old there in 1963, reading that it had closed. No confirmed prisoner escapes. If the cold water doesn't get you, the sharks will.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got a cruise tour that I love to do in the fall. It's the Pacific Coast, Canada, and the Golden Gate. We sail from Vancouver to Los Angeles and catch this itinerary. It's September 25th to October 2nd this year. Vancouver, all day in Victoria, British Columbia. We go out to the Bouchard Gardens, up the river with a paddle to Columbia, on the Columbia River, to Astoria, Oregon. And then, John, 2 full days in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then down to Catalina Island and into L.A.
Yeah.
All those details at what website?
Morris, you know, MMETours.com.
And we come back, I'm going to blow your mind away with the starting cruise price on this. And I'll be your escort. All that and more on The Travel Show when Dan Hoon comes back.
Chronic joint pain, not having success with steroids, but trying to avoid surgery? Well, thankfully, there's a better way, and it's now available right here from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. Hey, Scott Seeger here. I'm talking about new therapies, advanced all-natural biologics, regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged joint tissue, providing lasting relief with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in precision regenerative medicine with over 100 clinics across America and literally thousands of satisfied patients. Now, if you've got joint pain because of arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think the old ways of dealing with pain are the only ways. You need to learn more about these new biologic therapy options that can change your life. Call QC Kinetics now. It's a free consultation with local medical professionals. Call 385-766-1987. That's
385-766-1987. Texas to California, where daytime temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Bienvenidos to Travel Show. Yo soy Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Disney dog himself, John Potter, and we'll be talking to none other than Dan Hoon, the Middle East Holy Land expert. John, we were talking about this Pacific Coast, Canada, and Golden Gate cruise tour that I'm taking. I'll be your personal host and tour guide. We'll be doing tours off the ship, which I will be leading and doing the commentary on. We'll also be having some onboard activities. It's really quite marvelous. The weather is great this time of year, September 25th to October 2nd of this year. Vancouver, Victoria, Astoria, Oregon, 2 full days in San Francisco, some days at sea along the rugged Pacific Northwest, down to Catalina Island, and then into Los Angeles. The prices on this are pure insanity. I don't know why everybody doesn't just say, I'm going to drop what I'm doing and go now. For an inside cabin, starting at
$416 per person.
I mean, shut the front door.
Yeah.
Divide that. It's 8 calendar days. It's 400 and what?
416.
416. So that's just a little over $50 a day.
Yeah.
Now, what about, I recommend the balcony cabin because the price is incredible.
Yeah, balcony is $839 per person.
Now, to that, you got to add your taxes. It's about a couple $100.
Yeah.
And your airfare and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a marvelous time. I'd love to show you not only my hometown, San Francisco, places the police don't even know about yet. No, I'm just kidding. But the whole Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Do call your Morris Columbus travel advisor. This, you can see all the details on the web.
MMETours.com.
MMETours.com. John, what's going on with all things Disney?
Well, some good news. Disneyland used to, well, they still do. If you stay at the Grand California Hotel, the most expensive hotel, you've got a private entrance to California Adventure. Well, now the Paradise Pier Hotel, another Disney property across the street.
Not as expensive.
Has a private entrance for them as well. You basically walk across the street from the hotel, and then you've got a private entrance that will take you into California Adventure Park. You come in over by the Corn Dog Palace, if you know where that is. And everybody should know where the Corn Dog Palace is. And so that's for just the resort, that hotel guests. But now that's a good reason to stay there. And I've stayed at this hotel, and it is a great hotel.
Do you know, I haven't stayed at the Grand Californian. I'd like to.
I've stayed there.
I've stayed at the Grand Floridian in Orlando.
Yeah, me also.
And, I mean, they're wildly expensive. They're wonderful. But I've always wondered, unless my name is Bill Gates or something, something like the any of the Disney properties, you're at the park all day.
Yeah, you really are.
And you know where my daughters love to stay is that Best Western.
Yeah, the Best Western Stovall's Inn.
And that because you recommend it, they have a wonderful breakfast included.
Yeah.
Not a continental, but a full breakfast.
Full breakfast. Waffles and all.
And you're, it's like a block away.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's a good deal. But again, if you stay at Paradise Pier, you've got a private entrance to Disney. And then Disney Cruise Lines for their January and February cruises are bringing back a Marvel Day at Sea. And so everything Marvel on one of the days of the cruise.
Hey, before we go to the phone lines with a caller, there's kind of an international incident at Disneyland Paris.
Yes,
this week.
I saw that.
This bozo ought to be thrown in the tank.
Yes, this guy decided it'd be fun to propose to his future wife in front of the castle there at Disneyland Paris and got permission from a cast member to go up onto this platform to propose.
Which normally you can't.
Yes.
But he had permission.
He had permission. So they're up there. He's down on one knee, has the box with the ring in his hand. Another cast member comes up, takes the ring, tells him to get off. And they have to get off. He gives them the ring back and ruins the whole proposal. Disney has apologized, saying that should not have happened. And they've offered a big apology and offering to have them come back for their honeymoon.
Now, this is Disneyland Paris.
Paris.
Don't the French believe in the guillotine?
I think they do.
It would be appropriate for this bozo. Anyway, you actually, now that was a proposal, but you can actually get married at the Disney properties.
Yes, you have to set it up with Disney through their wedding package program. And you can get married at several different places through any of the Disney parks. And so, yes, you can do that.
So for your honeymoon, would that be in Fantasyland?
Well, I thought you said Adventureland.
Or Adventureland. The engagement would be Tomorrowland.
Yes. Fantasyland is the after.
Okay. Well, Dan Hoehn.
Yes.
We talked earlier about the Holy Land. We're going to go to the phone lines right now and talk to one of our listeners. Welcome to the Travel Show. Troy calling from Livermore, California.
How you doing, Hello? Larry? Good to talk to you again.
Okay.
Can you hear me? It's good to talk to you.
Phones don't work in Livermore.
I don't. I'm showing he's on the air. Do we have anybody?
I'm here, Larry.
Okay,
how are you doing?
I'm going to put you back on hold and see if we can figure that one out, because I'm not getting anything in my headphones. Nothing at all from the caller. Should we try it again? All right, I'll go back to the phone lines. And Troy, are you there? Sorry,
I'm here. How are you doing, Larry?
So I apologize. We can't bring you on the air as nothing is happening. So I'll let Dan see if he can sort that out. That's Dan, our programmer. Dan Hoehn, world's greatest Holy Land a tour guide. You and I have so much fun. You know, we have been the best of friends for almost 50 years. We sat together next in college classes, and our careers kept us together because when you were with the BYU Department of Ancient Scripture and Travel Study, I entered into the travel business. I did spend a number of years with the church education system as a full-time instructor, and I got myself into the travel business. And I did much of the travel for Travel Study and Study Abroad. And so you and I have been, I say, the best of friends.
You know, we had met a year earlier had you been able to go on that study abroad program in 1973.
To Jerusalem. I actually put a deposit down on that.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't earn enough money. I gave a whole new meaning to the word poor in college. Let's go back to the phone lines and see if we can get our caller here. Troy, are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Hey.
How you doing, Larry?
Troy calling from Livermore, California, one of our faithful listeners. And Troy, I believe you have traveled to the Holy Land with Dan.
Yeah, Sherry and I came with a group in 2018 with you and Dan and a group of friends, and it was a trip of a lifetime, so much so that we're going back with you next year in the spring, because there's things we want to learn and sink in a little deeper. Remarkable experience, you know, the arrival, being able to stay at the beautiful hotel on the Mediterranean in Netanya, where you get a sense for what it's like outside of the Holy Land tours, just the vibrant city and the vibrant country that Israel is. It's a business, you know, mega center.
Yeah. Troy, let me ask you this.
And then we begin the tour.
Let me ask you this. So we've got just a few minutes left before we go to break. First of all, what is it like to travel with Dan Hone? And as I said, we have wonderful tour guides, but Dan is here in studio and you traveled with him. So I'm going to pose that question, which I could pose for our other guides too. But what was it like traveling with Dan? And how was this a life-changing event for you, Troy?
Well, of course, Dan, I can't compare him to anybody else, but he is so knowledgeable. It's like open up an encyclopedia about the Holy Land, and Dan could probably correct half of the information there or provide much more color and information around it. He's personable. He's friendly. He takes you individually to understand what you want to know. He's just so comprehensive. He gives you the political history, the religious history, the archaeological history, the geographic history, the regional history, and puts it all into perspective. And so it's really something that it sinks into you.
And it really does.
Part of the reason we're going back in the spring.
And what effect?
We're going back in the spring because there's so much.
Yeah. And what effect? And by the way, you've been there. And Dan, you have found we get a number of people, more than just a few, who've been with us and they go back, even for the same tour. But their experience, Dan, is different the second time around.
Yes, and, you know, there's an old saying that says you can't go to the Holy Land just once in your life. Every experience is unique and new. You know, I can't count the number of times I've been there, hundreds of times. But in each experience, it's been unique and it's been special. And I've learned something myself from every trip.
Now, Troy, just very quickly, and then I got to say goodbye. How did that Holy Land experience affect you and Sherry?
Well, it gives you such a deep appreciation for the region of the country, but most especially we were there for wanting to learn more about Jesus Christ and his life. It means so much to be in those places, to walk in those steps, to see those sights. I can say those words, but until somebody sees it and experiences it, walking there and touching, and you just can't imagine what it's like to touch your heart in that way.
It really does.
The reverence of the whole of the Garden Tomb, and it just really sinks in deeply. But you have to go.
You have to go. We're talking to Troy in Livermore, California, who in 2018 went to the Holy Land with Dan and I. And we'll be going back next spring, as I said, later this week. Coming week, we will release all of our 2023 dates. And remind our listeners, we still have a few spots available for September and October of this year. Troy, thanks so much for your call. That was very pleasant. Good stuff. Hey, listen, we've got about 2 minutes left, and we promised to talk about the Talit Gadol, Talit Katan, and it's absolutely appropriate to talk about the Jewish undergarment, which they wear, for example, the men do, under their shirt to remind them of covenants of God. Would you comment on that, Dan?
Okay. Talit Katan is a small garment. That is the prayer shawl. It slips over the head. The arms are open, so it's like a single sheet placed over top of you.
Underneath the shirt.
Underneath the shirt. And sometimes you will see the titzit, that is the tassels, hanging out.
Four of them.
four of them that are made up of eight strings and five knots. That represents, with the word titsit being each letter being a number, is 613.
Which the rabbis say is the number of commandments in the Torah.
That's exactly right. And that reminds them that the law is encompassing in every direction, that it's complete, and it reminds them to be virtuous and true in their lives. Thus, they wear that to say their prayers. Talit is the word for prayer shawl.
And of course, the kippah or the yarmulke also reminds them that there is someone greater than them.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Dan. All the details coming this week at mmetours.com. We have more on The Travel Show. Well, that took
a little... for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Summer is here, but if you're over 60, cataracts could be here too. Signs that it's time to get checked for cataracts include cloudy vision and colors appearing dull. Call 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com to schedule your one-on-one cataract evaluation today. And be sure to ask about their premium lens options that can lessen or eliminate the need for reading glasses. Call Hoops Vision today, 877-30-LASIK, or book online at hoopsvision.com.
A tennis bracelet is a strand of diamonds, so you probably wouldn't wear it to play tennis. But Chris Everett did. It flew off her wrist during a match in 1987, and famously, she stopped the match to go find it and put it back on.
No diamonds fell out? Must have been from Morgan Jewelers.
Well, our diamond tennis bracelets are excellent quality,
because jewelry should last a lifetime,
whether you play tennis or not.
Come to Morgan Jewelers and see.
Find the location nearest you at morganjewelers.com.
Kick off your summer with a beautiful new Bullfrog Spa, personalized to fit your needs. For just 3 days at our factory store in Bluffdale, get up to $4,500 off MSRP with special financing for 24 months on customized hot tub orders that include our premium upgrade package. Some scratch and dent spas also available while they last. At the Bullfrog Factories.
833-ED, no fun.
For a free consultation and trial treatment, a $650 value. Put the happy back in your relationship.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 1059 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I don't know where the time goes. It's the best 2 hours in radio. And I want to invite you to join me on my travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru, youtube.com/getawayguru. We have over 50 travel videos posted. Go to any one of them, click on the subscribe button, then you'll see a little bell come up on the screen, and click all notifications. No, you're not going to get a text, a phone call, a knock on the door, or an email. But when the next time you sign into YouTube, there'll be a notice. The Getaway Guru has posted a new video. YouTube.com/Getaway Guru. Please join me on this. And, of course, we want to mention our favorite parking spot out at the Salt Lake Airport.
Yes, Park and Jet.
How can I get a 20% discount?
You can either visit columbusvacations.com or mmetours.com. Go down to the bottom where it says parking discount.
Bottom of the homepage.
Uh-huh. Print a coupon or just mention Morris Columbus Travel upon checkout and they'll give it to you.
The discount is 20%. They'll pick you up right at your car. I always ask them for a free car wash. Now, there's a coupon you have to do. You can get it from your driver. I always do it just as I go in, you know, and they give you your tag
right
to put on that. It's a free car wash. They just do a great job. Park and Jet, and they are the only off-airport convenient parking spot that is locally owned. The others, nothing wrong with them, but all the money flows out of the area.
Right.
Not just the state, the area.
The area.
We've talked about a lot of things today. I want to remind you the details on our 2023 Holy Land will be coming out later this week at mmetours.com. I'd love to have you join me on the Pacific Coast, Canada, and Golden Gate this September 25th to October 2nd. I will be your personal host and tour guide. Those details at mmetours.com. And, of course, all of these, just call your favorite Morris Columbus travel advisor. I got to tell you something I've been thinking about. We've been talking about some cruises, which I consider the safest travel option. You know that everybody has been vaccinated. Everybody's had a negative test to get on board. Is COVID an issue? Of course it is. It's an issue worldwide. Go to your church, your synagogue, the grocery store, the department store, a bus. There's an issue there. But I think we're getting back to, more to normal. The CDC has dropped their testing requirement to fly back to the United States. One of my favorite cruise itineraries, and I like to do it in the wintertime, is the so-called Mexican Riviera. It's easy to get to L.A., and there's it's a nice combination of three relaxing days at sea, warm weather while it's snowy and cold here, and then visiting Cabo, Mazatlan, and stunning Puerto Vallarta. I think, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm going to put something together in January. Don't call about it now because I don't have it done. But I'm going to do something. I'd love to take a group of Travel Show listeners to the Mexican Riviera. There's some great pricing out there. And now the opposite of palm trees, beaches, and sunshine, Carlos, you're going to take a group to one of the most exciting tours to Antarctica.
In the middle of the winter here in Utah.
Because and it's nice, summertime down there. Right. Nice south weather. Of the equator, the seasons are reversed. And tell us about Antarctica.
Well, I have something. Something is, somebody says on the radio, something is wrong here. And this is what is wrong. You know, the British always said we are very proud of Shackleton, who went to Antarctica and had this epic expedition and adventure.
An extended stay.
Yes. And yes, it was pretty much extended. But where was he born? He was born in Ireland. So why do we, why do the British have to be so proud about that when this guy was born in Ireland? So that's one of the stories, you know. We'll tell you something else next day, next time. Another thing that is very important is, what do we visit? We visit something very interesting, and this is recent history, is the Falkland Islands, Las Islas Malvinas.
Yes, part of Mother England that you Argentinians keep trying to steal.
The other way around. Remember last, remember when we were here with Abby Bonnell and we talked a little bit about this and I said, Bonnie, what do you think about this? Oh, they should give the islands back to the Argentine. Who wants
Heresy.
To have those islands?
Heresy.
Heresy. Shame. And we shook hands here. Here's a British lady and here is an Argentine one. So we agree on that. So this is an amazing trip for many, many reasons. You know, besides going to the Falkland Islands, where there are five variety of penguins, which is very interesting for everybody to see, and that is more than that.
Yeah, it really is. You'll be seeing Punta Arenas.
That's right. The only
and
city.
And Ushuaia, that's in Chile, the penguin rookies. Yeah. And then Ushuaia, you know, it's right there on the very tip of Argentina. You have the Tierra del Fuego National Park. Where can we get details on this?
Details are on our website.
MMETours.com.
That is correct.
And there's an echo in the room.
Yes.
All right, mmetours.com. You'll be the personal host and tour guide. Thank you so much for joining us in the travel show. I'll be leaving for, well, I'll be Amsterdam on Wednesday. Next week, I'll be in Cologne, Germany, and we'll have the travel show right here. So much fun. Check out mmetours.com, sponsored by Morris Columbus Travel. Have a good week.
Guys, did you know that June is Men's Health Month? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free.
Knowing your T level is the first step in understanding if you have low T. Your hormones are serious business, and most men start to see changes in their hormone levels starting in their 30s. Your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED. Maintaining an appropriate T level can change your whole life. Get your T levels checked today by a local, experienced, and trusted healthcare professional. Revive Men's Health has successfully helped thousands of men since 2011. Experience and results matter. So what are you waiting for? Call Revive today to schedule your free testosterone test and free exam. We know we can help you. We guarantee it. To celebrate Men's Health Month, get your free T-level test and choose a gift when you start your treatment. Call Revive Men's Health at 801-263-7777.